This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In his State of the Union address Thursday night, President Joe Biden will announce a plan for a temporary port on Gaza's coast to increase flow of humanitarian aid. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to senior administration officials, President Joe Biden will announce a plan in his State of the Union address Thursday night for the U.S. military to help establish a temporary port on the Gaza coast aimed at increasing the flow of humanitarian aid into the beleaguered territory during the Israel-Hamas war. The officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said the operation would not require that American troops be on the ground to build the pier that is intended to allow more shipments of food, medicine, and other essential items. The officials did not provide details about how the pier would be built. They said it'd take weeks before it was operational. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Sweden has formally joined NATO as the 32nd member of the Transatlantic Military Alliance, ending decades of post-World War II neutrality. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Sweden and Finland each applied to join the alliance in 2022, both abandoning long-standing neutrality that was a hallmark of the Nordic states after Russia invaded Ukraine. Finland joined NATO last year, but Sweden's bid had been held up by NATO members Turkey and Hungary until just days ago. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken presided at a Washington ceremony Thursday when the instrument of accession for Sweden to join NATO was deposited at the State Department. At the ceremony, Blinken credited Sweden's perseverance.
Good things come to those who wait. No better example. Let me be the very first to welcome Sweden as the 32nd member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24